Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 51, and in this lesson, we're going to be talking about the immediate future. So we're going to be saying, I am going to do something, you are going to do something, and so on. We're going to use ir plus the word a plus an infinitive. So for example, voy a tomar un café. I'm going to have a coffee. I hope you enjoy this lesson.
Okay, to begin with, Cara, I'm going to ask you a question. A phrase that we've used from time to time is vamos a empezar. What would that mean?
Let's begin.
Yeah, empezar or empezar is the verb to begin, and vamos a empezar could be translated as let's begin. However, it actually means we are going to begin. Vamos a empezar. And this is a construction that we've come across a few times, but until now we've really just used it as elements of vocabulary. Today we're going to be looking at this construction using parts of the verb ir, meaning to go, plus the word a, plus another infinitive, and using this to translate a sort of future tense. Now, it's not the actual future tense, we'll be coming to that in a later lesson, but this is a way of using an immediate future, saying, for example, I am going to go to the cinema, or you are going to learn Russian, or something like that. So let's consider this now. We're going to be using the verb ir. Ir means?
To go.
Yeah, and it's an irregular verb, and it's something that we've already covered when we were looking at present tense of irregular verbs back in Unit 5. So before we do anything else, let's conjugate the verb ir. How would you say I go?
Voy.
Yeah, voy. And what about you go? Informal version?
Vas.
Vas. Okay, so it's voy, vas, and then he, she, it goes, or indeed you, polite, go?
Va.
Va. Voy, vas, va. And Cara, can you finish that off with the other three forms? Voy, vas, va.
Vamos, vais, van.
Okay, vamos, vais, van. So we go, vamos.
Vamos.
You, plural, informal in Spain, go.
Vais.
Vais, okay. And then they go.
Van.
And van is also used for you, plural, polite. And indeed in most of Latin America, just generally you, plural. So let's go through the whole thing again one more time. I'll say each form, and if you can repeat it with Cara. Voy.
Voy.
Vas.
Vas.
Va.
Va.
Vamos.
Vamos.
Vais.
Vais.
Van.
Van.
So Cara, if I ask you the question, ¿qué vas a hacer en 2008? I'll repeat that again. ¿Qué vas a hacer en 2008? Can you tell me what you think that would mean?
Okay, ¿qué means what? And then we've got vas a hacer. So what are you going to do in 2008?
Exactly. ¿Qué vas a hacer en 2008? So in a sense, this is a simplified form of the question. And let's think about the construction there. ¿Qué? What? ¿Vas a hacer? ¿Vas? You go, or in this case, you are going. ¿Qué vas a hacer? What are you going to do? So, Cara, what are you going to do this year? What are your New Year's resolutions?
I'm going to try and do more exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and save more money.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and study more Spanish.
I'd like to hear that one. Okay, so let's think about how we would say each of these in Spanish. Let's start with the exercise one, doing more exercise. So if the question is, ¿qué vas a hacer este año? So what are you going to do this year? Then I am going to do more exercise should be a fairly straightforward thing to translate. Can you try I am going to do, first of all?
Voy a hacer.
Okay, good. Voy a hacer. So, voy, I am going or I go. A hacer, to do. I'm going to do. And then more exercise would be más ejercicio.
Más ejercicio.
That's it, yeah. Más ejercicio.
Más ejercicio.
Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Okay, try that one more time. Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Muy bien. Now, of course, if you're in somewhere other than Spain, you're more likely to say, voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Yeah, hacer más ejercicio.
Voy a hacer más ejercicio.
Muy bien. Okay, so you'll not forget this one. I'm going to do more exercise. Voy a hacer, or voy a hacer, más ejercicio, or más ejercicio. Okay, now, the other thing that you said that you were going to do was save money. Save money. ¿Qué vas a comprar?
Un coche.
Un coche. Okay, a car. Un carro in some parts of the Spanish-speaking world. Vas a comprar un coche. So you're going to save money in order to buy a car. Okay?
Sí.
Voy a, of course.
Voy a.
And then the word to save is ahorrar.
Ahorrar.
It's quite tricky. Ahorrar.
Ahorrar.
You run it all together. Ahorrar.
Ahorrar.
Okay. And it literally means to save, to gather together. Ahorrar dinero.
Ahorrar dinero.
Voy a ahorrar dinero.
Voy a ahorrar dinero.
Muy bien. Para comprar un coche.
Sí, para comprar un coche.
Okay, we'll come to para and por one day soon, I promise. Okay, now the other thing that you said was that you're going to learn more Spanish.
Sí.
How would you say that?
Voy a aprender más español.
Muy bien. So if it's más ejercicio, more exercise, then it's más español. Voy a aprender más español.
Voy a aprender más español.
Muy bien. So let's use the phrase, voy a aprender más español, and put that into the whole conjugation of the verb ir. So I am going to learn more Spanish would be...
Voy a aprender más español.
Uh-huh. And how would you ask someone close to you, okay, a friend, are you going to learn more Spanish?
¿Vas a aprender más español?
Uh-huh. And how would I tell other people that Cara is going to learn more Spanish?
Va a aprender más español.
Yeah, okay. Va or Cara va a aprender más español. And what about we are going to learn more Spanish?
Vamos a aprender más español.
Vamos a aprender más español con Coffee Break Spanish, claro.
Claro.
Okay, so we are going to learn more Spanish. Now, what about you in Spain, you plural, are going to learn more Spanish?
Vais a aprender más español.
Yeah, vais. It's almost like one syllable. You're pronouncing it ever so slightly as two syllables there, vais. But run them together and just say vais.
Vais.
Vais a aprender más español.
Vais a aprender más español.
Y vosotros que escucháis este podcast, vais a aprender más español. You all are going to learn more Spanish with Coffee Break Spanish. And how, finally, would I say they are going to learn more Spanish?
Van a aprender más español.
Exacto. Van a aprender más español. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So let's look at a few other examples here. We've had voy a hacer más ejercicio. I'm going to do more exercise. Voy a ahorrar dinero. I'm going to save money. And voy a aprender más español. I'm going to learn more Spanish. What about, well, Cara, you're at university.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say I'm going to study more?
Voy a estudiar más.
Muy bien. Voy a estudiar más.
Voy a estudiar más.
Okay. Now, let's say, for example, you're going to stop doing something. Now, I know for a fact that you don't smoke, but if you did smoke, then you could say, I'm going to stop smoking. And to smoke is fumar.
Fumar.
So, to say that you're going to stop smoking, you would say, voy a dejar de fumar.
Dejar de fumar.
Now, dejar literally means to leave. So it's to leave from smoking, to stop smoking. Voy a dejar de fumar.
Voy a dejar de fumar.
Muy bien. Now, something else that you might want to stop doing, and probably if you're me, this is probably a good thing to say, voy a dejar de comer demasiado chocolate.
You're going to stop eating too much chocolate?
Exactly. Yeah. Dejar de, this to stop doing something. Voy a dejar de comer demasiado chocolate.
Voy a dejar de comer demasiado chocolate.
Muy bien. A mí me gusta mucho el chocolate y como demasiado, así que este año voy a dejar de comer demasiado chocolate.
Bien.
Y voy a hacer más ejercicio también.
Que tengas suerte.
Gracias. Just while we're talking about the exercise one, there's actually another way that you can say that, to get fit, you might want to say. And that's a nice one because it's using actually a reflexive verb in the infinitive. So I would say, voy a ponerme en forma.
Voy a ponerme en forma.
Literally, I'm going to put myself in form. Okay, I'm going to get fit. Voy a ponerme en forma.
Voy a ponerme en forma.
Muy bien. Okay, if I ask you the question then, ¿qué vas a hacer en 2008? Or if I ask you an alternative question, ¿tienes buenos propósitos para este año? Which would mean?
Do you have New Year's resolutions this year?
Yeah. Buenos propósitos, good resolutions, buenos propósitos para este año, for this year, or para 2008. Do you have any resolutions? Cara, what can you say now?
Sí. Voy a hacer más ejercicio y voy a ahorrar dinero y voy a aprender más español.
Muy bien. Just watch the ahorrar.
Ahorrar.
Ok, voy a ahorrar dinero.
Voy a ahorrar dinero.
Muy bien. It's really tricky to say that one. Ok, can you ask me the same question then?
Sí. ¿Qué vas a hacer en 2008?
Bueno, este año voy a ponerme en forma, voy a dejar de comer demasiado chocolate y voy a aprender un poco de ruso, de chino y tal vez un poco de japonés también.
Is that you want to learn some Russian, some Chinese and maybe some Japanese?
Sí, es eso. I've set myself some linguistic targets for this year, but we'll maybe come back to that another time. Okay, let's do a little bit of review of what we've been covering today. And we're going to do this in combination with looking at the different forms of the verb ir. So, can you see if you can put together the following sentences? First of all, number one, número uno, I am going to study more.
Voy a estudiar más.
Muy bien. Número dos. He is going to stop smoking.
Va a dejar de fumar.
Perfecto. Ok. Número tres. We are going to do more exercise.
Vamos a hacer más ejercicio.
Muy bien. Número cuatro. You, and that's the singular, informal form, you are going to learn more Spanish.
Vas a aprender más español.
Muy bien. Y número cinco. And this is a really tricky one. She is going to get fit.
Va a ponerse en forma.
Muy bien. Now, in that one, normally, if you're saying, I am going to get fit, you've got to use the me pronoun at the end of ponerme en forma. And if it's she is going to get fit, then you would have to use the reflexive pronoun for she. So, ponerse. En forma. Va a ponerse en forma. And let's just run through the whole of that before we finish off here, because that's quite important. I am going to get fit. Voy a ponerme en forma.
Voy a ponerme en forma.
You are going to get fit. Vas a ponerte en forma.
Vas a ponerte en forma.
He, she, it, or you, polite, are going to get fit. Va a ponerse en forma.
Va a ponerse en forma.
We are going to get fit. Vamos a ponernos en forma.
Vamos a ponernos en forma.
Mm-hmm. And you, plural in Spain, are going to get fit. Vais a poneros en forma.
Vais a poner...
Os.
A poneros... En forma.
Yeah, and it sticks on to the end of the infinitive, so it's poneros.
Poneros.
Vais a poneros en forma.
Vais a poneros en forma.
Mm-hmm. And finally, they are going to get fit. Van a ponerse en forma.
Van a ponerse en forma.
Muy bien. And that, I think, is where we're going to leave it for today. So what you can do at home is think up some of your resolutions and see if you can put them into Spanish. And there's more resolutions in this week's bonus podcast. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish. And follow @LearnSpanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.